We're doing the Chazon Ish. We're continuing on page Lamed Tes, the third chapter. Now we skipped what's called the 30th paragraph. For some reason, the printers skipped 28 and 29. They go from 27 straight to 30. Yeshod ra'achola, asher ha'yetzo yilafet ba'la'ani emunat chachamim elev bnei adam. There's another terrible illness that our desire, our inclination, uses to encase our hearts so that people do not trust the sages. And that is the weight of partiality, where people think, the rabbi said this because they were partial to that. If you want to study Torah, you have to trust that those that are giving over tradition are not going to be swayed because of their partiality. And nothing could move them. Because the goal of a wise person should be to purify themselves. And if a person who's attempting to be a sage, a wise man of the tradition of Israel, if they get dirtied with a claim against them, that's something that would hurt them more than any wound. And how could it be that for some type of bribe or some type of praise, he would hurt himself to twist the justice of the Torah? So, yes, sometimes it's tempting to think, the rabbi only said that because he's partial this way or that way. But no, he has to work on himself. And part of being one who gives over tradition is that one works very hard at being honest. And anything short of that is anathema to them. Nosaf lezeki tchunat haemet yetzel chacham tchunat nafsho v'shosh metziuta. You add to that that being truthful is part of the root of a wise man's soul, one of the root characteristics, the root of his being. And anything that's not truthful, he keeps away from him. And even those who learn from the sages, they also should strive to be truthful. And that's why sometimes you'll ask someone what the time is, and I'm talking about before digital clocks, and people who are careful with the way they speak would look at their watch and they'd say, it is 8:07, not 8:05 and not 8:10, because they want to be accurate in everything they say. Now, that's not to say that a person isn't partial, but as the Talmud records, when a person knows they're partial, a person says, I can't answer this, I'm partial. Don't ask me, I'm too partial. I can't answer. And that's a legitimate response. We find that in the Talmud more than once, where a rabbi says, you're my friend, and you want to come to me with a court case, I'm going to end up being partial, even though I'm going to try to be honest and fair. I know I might not be. I want you to ask someone else. Achayetza chatach atira tacht kisei ha'neman letzoded nafshot anotot leitchakmut. What happens is, a person says, but it says in Talmud that when people are partial, then it affects everyone and it doesn't matter how great you are. Person brings from Talmud sources that say, even the wisest of men are touched with partiality. Gam chasidim anshei maaseh, even pious people, ve'en ze gnai l'chachmim, achi shekenu chak b'teva enoshi. And then a person says, it's not something to be embarrassed about. We're all that way. It's part of human nature. Ve'enam yodim ki lefi hanacha hazot, mititam kol hador, ve'en shofet ba'aretz, ve'nitpatlas hanidriya shel haaretz. And if people don't realize what they're saying, they are really uprooting any concept of honesty or justice from the land. Part of being honest is that a person can say when they're partial. The fact that we can all be partial, well, part of being an honest person is that when you're partial, you say, I am partial. That's not a reason to say, I don't trust this person because they're partial, because they're human, because humans are affected by partiality. No, an honest person will notice that and say, I can't answer.
Because
And if you don't work that way, if you assume everyone's partial, so then you're never going to listen to any teacher. You're never going to listen to a court because everyone's partial. Maybe the rabbi only said that because of his experiences, because of his partiality. Yeah, but if you understand what we're trying to do here, and that is we're working so hard to be truthful to the system of the Torah, so then our partiality is irrelevant. And again, when a person notices that they're partial, they say, I can't deal. I gave a story last semester that someone asked me about the laws of Lashon Hara, about someone who was a suspect of being a pedophile. And I said, don't ask me. I'm involved in the story and I'm so upset at the person, I can't think rationally. Someone else has to answer you. I'm going to be too quick to say, you could say anything bad about the person because I'm too upset at them, and that's not halacha. Halacha says even though a person might be wrong in certain realms, there are areas where you're permitted to expose that, and there are areas which have nothing to do with that. And you can't just throw, I'm upset at the guy, and because he's wrong, so now we could burst his tires, we could pour acid on his head. There are limits. There are, even in halacha, I'm saying even when a person's wrong, so the halacha limits us. So. There are times when a person says, I'm partial, I can't answer. Now what's going to happen? A person goes to a rabbi, asks for a halachic ruling, the rabbi rules, and the guy says, he doesn't understand. And then people walk around saying, the judges, they don't understand. And then what happens is everyone invents their own interpretation of their religion. And whatever happens, people start whispering and they say, even though he's the smartest, but it must be his partiality affected him. Because he's wrong. The environment becomes filled with talk. And people say, speak badly about a person. And what happens is, people don't trust the teachers of Torah. And this happens often, especially when the person who's representing Torah says something that doesn't jive with us. I remember when Chacham Ovadia spoke very strongly that people should not vote for a certain party. People who were his ardent supporters went out against him. And they said, he's all wrong, and it must be the politics affected him, or people gave him bad information. People said all kinds of things. And he went so strongly, I don't know if he ever spoke so strongly, he said, you should not vote for this party. This party can be the destruction of the Jewish people. And people thought, why? What came over him? Why did he speak that way? And what happened in that election is that a lot of people did vote for the party, which he said you shouldn't vote for. And that party ended up enacting law after law that undermined Torah observance in the country of Israel. Even though the country put on its flag, that party put on its flag a dedication to Torah values, and before the election they claimed that they would do everything to support the Torah system in the state. In fact, when they were in the government, They were part of one of the most destructive governments to Jewish observance in the history of the state. And only after that government fell did people look back and say, wow, how did Rav Ovadia figure that out? I'm not a Sfaradi. I'm just saying it was interesting to see, and I'm not saying people should vote for Shas. I don't go there. I'm saying it was interesting to see how people would listen to Chacham Ovadia in so many areas of their life, but when he said something about politics that really didn't jive with them, instead of saying, well, that's why I have a rabbi, if he thinks that this is the way to go, I'm going to respect that, people flipped out. Everyone was talking. How could he say that? So maybe he knew something we didn't. So the Chazon Ish is saying, one of the weaknesses that are prevalent today is that people will look at someone and say, he's partial. He's saying it because he's affected by A, B, C, or D. And that, he says, if you say that, then you have no tradition. Then you have no judge. You have no justice system. If everyone is just partial, So then there's you've taken away the legitimacy of those that are supposed to represent tradition. Now, no one's saying that everyone that has a long beard and has the title rabbi is going to be honest. We'd love to say that, but unfortunately it doesn't exactly work that way. There always have been, and I guess there always will be, charlatans. We learn about Korach, and I don't know what you envision, but if you want to envision Korach, so envision a long beard, and someone who looked super pious, and someone who had a long white beard, and he gave a lot of donations to the poor, and he was very impressive. The only problem was that he was running the first reform movement in Jewish history. So Moses said, but you know, Moses is partial. That's why Moses appointed his brother Aaron as high priest, and he's keeping it all in the family, nepotism. So the fact that Moshe was the most impartial person to walk the planet, a person who was not interested in wealth, he never took wealth, he ran away from leadership and greatness, that was irrelevant. But once we allow ourselves to look at people that way, then we can disregard anything they say. And that's what Chaznish is saying. This is something to be aware of and to realize that if someone is, in our mind, if this person represents Torah, then we have to trust them to the point that it's not their partiality that's talking. It's very hard. It's very hard because we tend to gauge other people based on how we ourselves are. And if a person hasn't worked on it long and hard, then we know how partial we are. We know how hard it is for us to realize that we've said or done something wrong or someone in our family is wrong. Okay, but that's what the Chazon Ish is pointing out. We've begun the last section of the third chapter. We'll pick up here, B'zachem, Thursday.